At the World Lacrosse Championships, Canada taking on the Iroquois, and the two-time reigning Defensive Player of the Year in the National Lacrosse League, up for what I would expect to be, well, he's up for the third time and likely to win for the third time, and a member of Team Canada and the Edmonton Rush, Kyle Rubas joins us. Kyle, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Now, I'm watching, I'll be honest, I know way more about box lacrosse than I do field lacrosse, but I've been watching the World Championships. As a defender, do you like box or field better?
I think growing up, I played field more, or sorry, box more. I'm more of a box player. I like the tighter game and the more hitting and more compact game. Field lacrosse a little bit more spread out. So I like the compact game of box where it's quick thinking and quick hitting.
Yeah, Kyle, that's the thing. In box lacrosse, the other guy can only get so far from you, and it's a lot tighter than the field game, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. In the field game, they have a little bit more time and space. It's a little bit more structured, while the box game is more of an instinct game.
You know, I look at it, the instinct compared to the, you know, just the strategy in field lacrosse. It's definitely, it doesn't seem to be as physical. And the guys play behind the net a lot, right? Like, there's a lot of set plays there. Do you have to have different type of vision? Because, you know, in box lacrosse, basically the guys are always in front of you, Kyle, except maybe the odd time where, you know, they'll go behind the net for a quick pass. But, you know, they don't play there for a long time. How does that change how you defend when they've got so much open space behind the net?
Yeah, definitely. With so much open space, there's a lot of defensive structure, and you have to really know the system with slides and recoveries because there's so much open room, like you said. So, yeah, like you said, with box lacrosse, it's more of in your face. You can see the play kind of happening in front of you, while field lacrosse is more of a structured chess game type thing.
Kyle, I mean, a lot of the guys there obviously have played both disciplines of the game. Focus in on a teammate, Mark Matthews. I saw in the highlights, it looked like he got clipped on the knee. Although I think he bounced up and is okay, but what happened there, and is he in fact good to go for the rest of the way here?
Yeah, that was a little scary incident there, but I think Mark took a knee, and it was just a Charlie horse. It was a knee on knee or knee on the thigh type thing. It was just a Charlie horse, and luckily he got up on his own power, and I think he's good to go. He's just battling a couple bumps and bruises, but I think he's good to go.
Still with the difference between the games and with Mark, we've all seen what he can do in the box game. He's a big man. How does that change the way he plays, if at all, in the wider open spaces?
Yeah, it definitely benefits Mark. Mark's he's got so much talent, and you give him even more time and space, he can do a lot more with the ball. He's an outside threat, so if you give him the time, he can rip the ball past you, but he can also use his size to get inside. So, yeah, that little bit of extra room in the field game definitely translates for his game, and he's been great for Team Canada so far in this World Championship.
Kyle, you guys had a big lead against the Iroquois Nation, and then came back, and you guys had to win it late in that game, 9-8. You go back through that game. You guys were very comfortable, I'm assuming very happy with how you're playing early on. What happened to allow them to get back in the game?
Yeah, I think it was just a momentum thing. They switched their lineup around and put some talented players up at attack, and they got a lot of possessions, and they got a few goals and a couple penalty power play goals, man up goals, and the momentum just started going their way. But we were lucky to bounce back and find a way to hold on and get the win in that game.
Now, Kyle, I mean, these are the World Championships, but clearly, you know, there's different echelons of teams here. You know, there's real powerhouses, and then there's, you know, countries that aren't competitive, at least at this stage. I look at the tournament for Canada. When you have wins like 23-3, 20-3, those are laughers. I guess you can relax, but is that what you really want to stay on top of your game? Does that help or hurt having blowouts like that at this level?
I don't think it helps or hurts either way. I think in every game we want to try to put our systems in place and play the way that we're going to want to play in these types, in the semifinals and final type games. So every game you want to try to play the way you want to play, develop your systems, put plays, maybe throw in some plays that might come into effect in these crucial games. But yeah, you got to take every game at the same pace and just run your systems the way that you have to.
Kyle Rubas joins us, a member of Team Canada at the World Lacrosse Championships. They, of course, into the semifinal, taking on the Iroquois Nationals. Australia will take on USA in the other semifinal. And then, of course, the winners will go on the championship game on Saturday. Kyle, for you, this this season didn't end the way you wanted it with the Edmonton Rush. Of course, you guys had an unbelievable record break in regular season, weren't able to win the championship. Playing in the World Lacrosse Championship, does it ease that? Does it allow you to take your mind off it for a while?
Not really. anytime you play, you want to win. We had a great team in Edmonton, had a great regular season, and came up against a good Calgary team that found a way to beat us in a tight series. But you always look for the positives, and we had a lot of positives, and we can bring that into next year and hopefully have a better result in the playoffs next year.
Do you like that playoff format?
I do. It's the three games. It's the third game. It's a short game. Anything can really happen in that 10-minute game. But I like it more than just a one-game sudden death. But that third game is a short game. But I'm sure if I was on the other end of it and we won it, we wouldn't be questioning it.
Kyle, in a championship like this, you see the other teams, but it's not like a regular season in the box world where you'll see a team several times. From that first game with the Iroquois Nationals, what did you learn that first time out? Is there anything you can use the second time around, even though you won? Or do you just worry about how you play rather than what they might do?
Yeah, I think you have to worry about yourself a little bit more. That the Iroquois Nationals are a talented team, and they're going to bring it no matter what. You just got to look at the game film and tighten up your end and try to improve on the mistakes you've made, and just play your game, keep true to your systems that the coaches put out for you, and just and try to worry about yourselves.
Kyle Rubas joins. Kyle, the Iroquois, I know you talk about what you guys have to do different. You know a lot of these players, having played against them. One of your teammates, of course, Jeremy Thompson, plays on that team. What's their style? What do you feel you guys need to do to be successful against them in the semi?
I think they're a running gun type team. They have so much talent that they can just keep pushing it on you. We have to try to maybe slow the game down a little bit and play to our game. They like to push the tempo, and they got real good shooters. They got real good dodgers. So if we slow the tempo a bit and keep true to our game, I think we could be successful.
More spread and possession for you guys then?
Yeah, I think try to hold more possessions. Last game was a little sloppy with some turnovers and some loose balls. So if we handle the possession game a bit better, I think it'll benefit us.
And Kyle, are you playing summer ball after this?
Yep. I've been playing summer ball with the Brampton Excelsiors of the MSL all season. And I've just been off for this 2-week hiatus. And then when I get back, we're in a playoff push. So hopefully we can make the playoffs in that.
And how's your offense going? John Lintz wanted me to ask you.
It's still slow. It's still struggling. I can say that, but I don't know if it's much worse than John Lintz's.
Do you guys have like a running wager? How many games do you think Lintz goes before he scores a goal?
Oh, what's he at right now?
Well, it's two straight years without a goal. So what's that? I think he's at third, and he missed a game with Gout because he only played 17. I think he's at 34.
Right. I think most guys wouldn't expect him to get a goal, but I think he's due. I think he'll get one this next regular season.
Well, he did score in the playoffs, so,
yeah.
I don't know if that – but playoff goals are different than regulation, right?
Yeah, I think he's due for a regular season goal.
And can I ask you, because I haven't talked to you since, I know you and John were having fun during the season, have been the last two guys in the team to score a goal. And you scored two goals in the last regular season game of the year. And then Jarrett Toll, who had, hadn't played all year, played his first game, scored a goal. And when he scored, you were on the floor. You came off and said something to John Lynch. What did you say?
I think it was just poking fun at him. I think I said something about you had 17 games, you couldn't get one. He had one game and he got his. So I think poking fun at him, I think it was something along those lines.
Well, he said, he came on our show and said he got to the point where he's like, I'm just not even going to shoot, because he goes, I take it as a badge of honor that I'm not scoring.
Yeah, I guess that's easy to say for someone that
hasn't scored. Very true. Well, Kyle, good luck against the Iroquois, and hopefully you guys get to the final and then beat the hell out of the U.S.
Great. I appreciate it. Thanks.